Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 555 and is sponsored by Acreworks, The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Knit Companion. This week's episode is also brought to you by HelloFresh. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/KnitMore80 and enter KnitMore80. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
In Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting attacks,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. How are you?
Rhinebeck was this weekend. And for
we
some
didn't
of us,
go
Winebeck was... Ugh, that's the worst sound. Yes, we did not go. However, I have to say, having the craft-a-thon that we had on Saturday actually kind of made me feel better about not going. Because we all had a good time. We're going to talk about the craft-a-thon later in the episode during events, but that kind of worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
And playing Winebeck Bingo was fun. I hope if you, the listeners, played, you had a good time as well. It started as a tongue-in-cheek idea last year, and I think we're going to roll with it. I need to update the squares year over year, but, you know, apparently they're not doing fried artichoke hearts anymore at the show at Rhinebeck.
That is so sad.
They are delicious, but we did go on a hunt. Like, part of the excitement of doing Winebeck Bingo
mm-hmm.
was finding all the obscure stuff. Not obscure. Finding an apple cider donut equivalent and finding fried artichokes and things like that, right?
Yes.
So that was fun, and the kids had a good time, too, because we got to drag them all over creation to do these strange, obscure things. I feel like it's good training for Gish Whiz, because it's not as intense. If you're not familiar, Misha Collins from Supernatural does a fundraiser, like a charity fundraiser based on...
the greatest scavenger hunt kind of thing, yeah.
And we supported a Gish Whiz team by helping with a couple of the things a few years ago mm-hmm. when Rex was a baby. So it's a fun thing. We'll link to Gish Whiz and everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. But anyway, it was really fun. And I hope if you went to Rhinebeck, you had a good time. And I hope if you didn't go to Rhinebeck, you also did something enjoyable this weekend. I did some knitting. I finished some things. I am on a roll. I'm on a roll.
Okay, do tell.
So the craft-a-thon, which we'll talk about later again, I cast on the little brother Bubbles hat out of Cedar House Yarns Worsted, and this is like a chocolatey brown. I will make a project page for these. I don't think I've got a project page for these hats yet. And I did the older brother hat in their worsted weight in this beautiful foresty green, and I did the squared off hat, and the little brother hat I'm doing as a round, like a beanie style hat with a rounded top, so that they are similar but different, just like siblings. And I cast that on Saturday around lunchtime, and I finished it Sunday morning. So I didn't quite finish it during the craft-a-thon, but I finished it the next day, and then I made some progress on the mama hat, which I'm doing the Autumn Vines Beret by Alana Dacos out of Cephalopod Yarns Codex, which is a wool and silk single. And it's in shades of like browns and blues. It's really beautiful. I think one of my favorite things about working on this is that we talked about multiple exposures last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends who was a knitting friend first and a mom friend later, and also a knitting friend, we have overlap, saw me using the Knit Companion app and apparently hadn't realized that there were knitting chart apps that you could use. So that was exciting. So we're going to talk about that the next time we hang out and mm-hmm. do my version of a tutorial, which is really just, here are some of the cool things it can do, but any cool thing you want it to do, there is a tutorial for. So I'm a really big fan of Knit Companion. I'm so glad. I'm so glad they're a show sponsor, because I love the app. I can't go back. Goodreader is great for very basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This does so much more. So much more. So I'm delighted to be using it. And it makes everything, especially when I'm working on charts, so easy. I did find out that a puppy nose can advance the row counter.
Puppy nose.
Mm-hmm. I had puppies sleeping on my lap while I was knitting during nap time. So everyone in our house was napping at the same time. And Han put his face against what I thought was next to my iPad, but it turns out it was against the screen, so he kept advancing one of the counters, and I could hear it go blink, 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 but I couldn't, the row counter I was working with wasn't advancing, so I just thought, maybe I'm just hearing things. No, as soon as he moved away, I saw that one of the counters was at like 3 or 4 that I had not been messing with, So just so you know, dog noses can advance your row counts. And this is, so when I use Knit Companion, I make sure to keep track of my rows in the counter if I'm doing a chart as well as the highlighter bar.
Okay.
Because redundancy is good. Anyway, so that's a lot for a little. What have you been working on?
I have been working on socks, mostly. Okay. So the vacation yarn that my sister and the niecling picked out when I was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to knit for themselves, but I decided I want them to have socks, so I brought it home. And it is gradually getting more done. So I'm working on heels, and I'm getting to heel turns.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the socks I'm working on is not perfect. It is Peyton's Croy.
Okay.
So, and we'll see how those work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a funny sock story.
Tell me.
I was at the Walkathon for Genevieve's school on Friday, and I don't know if you have this experience. You probably do, and if you, the listeners, have this experience as well. But when someone knows that you're a knitter and you have done the secret knitter handshake and they say, they just launch into a story about their knitting because they know that you understand. So we were talking about something unrelated and she goes, oh, by the way, I finished this pair of socks. And I said, that's terrific. And she made a face. She said they took me 1.5 years. And I said, sometimes they take a long time. Socks have a lot of stitches in them. And she said they turned out humongous. And I looked at her feet, and she's one of those people who has dainty little feet. And I say this just as an observation. I have size 8 women's feet, and they're on the wide side. So when someone wears like a size 5.5 or a size 6, it feels like cheating when it comes to sock knitting. There, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically cast on and Kitchener, and their sock is done.
Okay.
That's my experience. So anyway, so she said they turned out humongous. She couldn't wear them. They ended up fitting her biological dad. So she ended up making a gift of them. And so that was her lemons to lemonade situation. But I remember we had a customer many years ago, and in 555 episodes, I must have relayed this story, where she was talking about how she did the math in a pair of socks had the same number of stitches as a sweater. And so she was absolutely not going to waste her life knitting any more socks when she could have a whole wardrobe of sweaters, which I love as an approach. If you're just like, forget this. This was so much work and the payoff would have been a sweater.
You like to knit sweaters out of fingering yarn though, don't you?
I don't know if like is the right term
for
it.
You like wearing them.
I do like wearing them. And I've come to terms with knitting sweaters on small needles. Andrew picked yarn for his next sweater, which he'll probably get for our 40th anniversary, because we're coming up. We just hit 19 years, I think, of being together. No, 18 years. We've been together a while, and he's gotten 2 sweaters. So.
Okay.
But one of them was hand spun.
40th?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
So technically, that would be 10 years per sweater. So we'll call it by the 30th anniversary. But it was, he picked out Capital Luxury Sport from Neighborhood Fiber Company. Mm-hmm. And we've got a vague shape of a sweater that he wants. And we have a pattern that I want to use, but I'm going to have to basically re-engineer the whole thing because the gauge on the original sweater was on the bulky side.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be on... Okay, so I'm knitting the sweater, the Polworth by Isolde Teague, on, I think, 3s, and I really like how the fabric looks on that, so I'll probably end up knitting it on 3s. I could go as big as 5s, because I swatched my Severine on 5s, and it gave me good gauge. I have to figure out what I want the fabric to look like, and that's how big the needles are going to be, but it's not going to be an overnight sweater. And when you work on... The thing about the cotton grass pullover that I just finished is it felt like it went really fast because it was on bigger needles and the yarn had a bigger diameter than what I'm used to using. So it went up faster. And row for row, it was faster to knit.
I was listening to a podcast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about doing a reverse search on Ravelry where you give in the gauge.
Oh.
And it gives you...
patterns.
Yeah, that's with Kino Knits.
Clever.
Yeah.
Clever, clever. So, do you have more? I have a little bit more.
I have one more.
Okay.
Remember the blanket that we were making hexagons for?
The Tin Can Knits Polygon.
Yes.
Yes.
I finished one more color, and I have only one more ball left.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we'll have to lay it out. Well, let's block one of them and see how big they block. I have some thoughts.
Okay.
Not right now, though.
Okay.
We'll go offline because this feels theoretical and I don't want to go off the beaten path too much on theoretical knitting stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not always exciting to hear how the sausage is made. Okay. So I cast on a Jedi cardigan, which is Hohe Locatelli's baby wrap cardigan. And I don't normally read patterns. This is going to sound terrible. When there's a story attached to the pattern, I sometimes skip the story and just...
Yeah, the stories are always my favorite part.
That's interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was complaining about recipes online having this big, long story and then the recipe 12 pages later. And so anyway, so I was looking at the pattern and I happened to glance through the story at the beginning and how he wrote, and I paraphrased, I'm getting a lot of requests for this pattern on my project page, so I'm just going to write it up, but it's my first time writing a pattern, so let's see how this goes.
And?
I'm going to say it seems like it went pretty well.
Yes.
But I had such a good laugh reading that because it is a very where are they now moment, right?
Yeah.
So I cast that on in brown yarn. Genevieve's teacher is having a baby. They have a Star Wars theme for his thing, his nursery thing. And So I'm doing it in brown, so it looks like a Jedi robe. And I loved the baby wrap cardigan by Hohe Locatelli. Both of my kids wore it. I made the 1 to 3 month size. And there's pictures on my project page of Rex walking around eating a cheese stick wearing it. And my kids are big kids. So we've gotten a lot of wear. Instead of buttons, I'm going to put snaps because it just seems logical. And we had a baby sweater that somebody made for Genevieve that had snaps, and that was very functional. I might put buttons on it to be decorative, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. And so I cast it on because I had nothing to knit in the dark at the Rocky Horror Picture Show musical that we went to. And I did the first row before the curtain went up, and then I was able to work on it for the rest of it. Now, one of the reasons I chose this, other than looking like a Jedi robe, is because it's in garter stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And Genevieve can help. She was very enthusiastic. Genevieve adores her teacher this year, and she's very excited that her teacher's having a baby, and she wants to help. So this is something that's achievable that we can both work on, and she can say, I helped make that. Which I think is really great because that way she's not stuck doing like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if she wants to work on part of a row, she can hand it over, and garter stitch is very forgiving. So.
Tell us about the hat to go with this.
There's like 4 pages of Yoda hats on Ravelry, in case you're wondering, to sift through. And I hit decision fatigue very early in the day, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I am done. So I handed Genevieve my iPad and said, pick a Yoda hat. And she was very thoughtful and very methodical. And I was watching her go through them. And this one, the ears weren't just right. And this one didn't look right. And then, you know, she landed on one.
Process of gradual elimination.
Yeah. And it was really interesting to watch. And so I haven't got a project page up for it yet. I should.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really a fun collaboration with her. And I'm so enjoying watching her creative process and watching how she approaches things.
Mm-hmm.
So we are wired differently, and it's really fun. So that's what we're working. I cast that on, and she told me not to knit too much on it so that she would get some knitting on it.
Maybe when I'm knitting baby sweaters, I should ask her to put a few stitches on.
Would you like to talk about, we didn't describe the sweater. It's a surplus style wrap cardigan, but it doesn't tie. It's got buttons and snaps.
Yes.
Yes. Buttons. And so it's been a while since I've made one, but it also has I-cord edging, attached mm-hmm. I-cord edging,
mm-hmm.
not loose I-cord. And I think you do it at the very end, if I recall correctly, like you pick up and you knit it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is miserable, but totally worth it because it's beautiful. Some things we have to do for beauty.
Yes.
So, why don't you pick up the story from there, now that I've described the sweater?
You lost me. I don't know what story.
I had the pattern in my purse, and we went out for dinner on Friday night before the show. We went to a local fish and chips place, which was all right. And they had fried artichokes, which was the draw of this particular place. And while we were sitting there, I finished casting on the sweater, and Mom looks over, and she picks up the pattern, because I'd printed it out, because I was going to have it at the theater, and I wasn't going to haul my iPad along with me. And she said, oh, I should do this out of my Chicken Loco backyard chicken pairs that I got at Vogue. And Chicken Loco, in case you're wondering, is Hugh Loco. We bought some stuff from her at Vogue Knitting Live. I think my next worsted weight sweater is going to be something of hers held together with fingering, because there's a sweater. I have a plan. I have an arbitrary sweater plan.
Okay.
But Mom bought these. They're not pairs. I thought they were pairs of skeins, but it's three skeins? One big skein and two little skeins?
They're sets.
Yeah, so she has them.
And some of them only have one contrasting or coordinating color, I think.
Both of the pairs I'm seeing, both of the chickens have two that I'm seeing. That's not a chicken, though.
Oh, okay.
Some of them are chickens and some of them are just heels and toes. And the chickens are, the colorways are inspired by actual breeds of chicken, I believe. I'm not a chicken aficionado. The colors are very appealing, though. That being, you know, having said that, I'm not a chicken aficionado. They're very pretty. So what's that one called?
Blue Meran. I don't know about Chicken Cacciatore, I could tell you. Blue Meran, I have no clue.
All of our chicken fans are now writing angry letters about Chicken
Cacciatore. New Hampshire Red.
That is a kind of chicken. I know that much.
And this is...
That's not a chicken.
That's not a chicken.
So anyway.
Not a chicken.
So mom got a couple of chicken sets, and she's going to use the contrast colors for the I-cord edging, which a couple of people have done that on Ravelry, and it's mm-hmm. so sophisticated looking. And I've meant to do one like that for ages. This is not going to be that sweater, because the Jedi robes are brown and, you know, canon, etc. So, do you have more?
No.
I have one more thing.
I've been busy with other things.
You have been. I'm almost finished with my Tundra Jumper by the Petite Knitter. I decided after I finished my Cotton Grass pullover that I wanted to finish my Tundra Jumper out of A Verb for Keeping Warm's Horizon. And I'm almost done with the first sleeve, and I did the color work on the second sleeve. So it's waiting for the needles on the first sleeve to be freed up.
Refresh my memory. What are the colors? I remember brick and yellowish.
Yeah, there's a brick color and a golden yellow, or like a marigold yellow, and a dark, rich indigo navy blue.
In the pictures, it looked grayish.
That is a matter of interpretation.
Yeah, okay.
It's like that dress thing that everyone was arguing about, I don't know, a year ago or longer. It's very, very dark blue. I'll have to adjust because I was doing the photo editing on my phone. So your screens may vary.
Okay.
But I'm working on that. The first sleeve is very nearly done. And as soon as I've got that attached to the body, I can scoot those needles over to the second sleeve.
And that is for you?
That is for me. Someone asked on Facebook how many sweaters I've made for myself this year, because it seems like I've made a lot. And I'm going to figure out how many that is. I have to count. But I think this would be number 5 or 6. Which is not bad for a year.
No, that's a lot. And how is the Christmas sweater coming along?
Which Christmas sweater?
The one for Genevieve. You're not making one for Rex this year, are you?
We haven't talked about it yet. The yarn came. I have to swatch for it. But in order to swatch for it, I have to wind the yarn. I have two projects that I just need one skein of yarn wound for to get it started.
Remember the rule we had for Halloween costumes?
You had to ask in August.
And you got one every other year because I only made one. I only had time to make one costume.
Genevieve pointed out that I haven't made anything for her in 2 years, which isn't entirely true, but it's kind of true. Because I made her the Gryffindor hat and scarf last year.
So I'm saying if you make the kids a Christmas sweater on alternating years, then they have a new Christmas sweater every other year.
Yes.
So.
And Rex is wearing his still. And I think he got that one. I didn't knit that last year. I knit it 2 years ago. So he would, by your rule, technically be due. Speaking of Christmas sweaters that grow with your kids that you don't have to make a new one every year, Tot Toppers, Kate Oates has the most... This started because I wanted to make the Kate Oates kids sweaters for Christmas, and Genevieve wanted none of it. She wanted her own thing, and that's how I ended up doing the If You Give a Mouse a Cookie sweater. So we'll see what Rex decides he wants. The other one still fits him, and he really likes it. So I'm not going to mess with a thing that works. But I'm basically doing the same sweater for her, but I'm doing it out of Onyx Fiber Arts cream, like the undyed cream colorway, and then she has this incredibly beautiful rich red and green, which will all be in my project page as soon as I swatch for this sweater. All I have to do is swatch. That's all. And then I can start it. I've done all the heavy lifting already. Like, this is ready to go, except for...
You have a hard time with swatches.
It's not swatching, it's winding the yarn, because by the time I have time to sit down... And this is why I lost Stash Dash, in case you're wondering. You should go and check Boston Jen's stories on Instagram, because she got the last part of her Stash Dash prize while she was at Rhinebeck. I was hoping she'd get it before, but the mail did not agree with me. So she got the last part of her prize. But the reason I lost, and I'm not saying this to be bitter or to be, what do they call it, Monday morning quarterbacking?
Okay.
Like, as if you could do better after the fact. But it was because by the end of the day, I'm so tired that I fall asleep with the kids. And I either wake up in the middle of the night and, like, brush my teeth and get myself ready for bed. Or I just, you know, brush my teeth and fall back into bed. Because I don't normally have enough energy to do anything. But the nights where I didn't fall asleep, I would go to the couch and I would crash out. I would knit, like, 5 stitches and fall asleep. And this happened The cotton grass pullover has such a beautiful rhythm that at the end of the day, when you're tired and you're watching something just chill on TV, it makes your eyes cross because you're tired and it's soothing. It's like music that is like, la, 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 la. This is not even a real song. What am I doing? It's terrible. Music that's soothing and not terrible. I'm sorry if you were trying to fall asleep just now and I ruined it with my horrible music. But, you know, when you've got something that's got a nice rhythm, there's an app we use with the kids called Sleep Genius, and it's the same song over and over again, but they slowly slow down the meter. So it's the same thing, but gradually slower. And you don't notice it. It's that gradual. But by the time we fire it up, we have a bit of a learned effect as well, because the kids are used to falling asleep to the music, so then they just fall asleep. So... the rhythm of it was really good, and I was so tired at the end of the day that I would knit like a round or two and I'd fall asleep. And those are the nights where I didn't just fall asleep from the get-go. So getting up to wind yarn at night is not my thing. I need to either A, ask one of the kids to do it because Genevieve and Rex both really like winding yarn, or B, do it myself when I'm feeling fresh. But it's...
Andrew used to wind your yarn.
Yes.
And he falls asleep on the couch, too.
This is a tired season of life.
You have small children.
We do, and we have puppies, which is like having more children.
You have babies.
Yes. So it's not the swatching, it's the winding the yarn. Because I have projects ready to go. I have projects that I am excited about. I have projects that I want to start. But not at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
If I get back at a decent hour, you can ask me.
You know, I bet if we added it into our routine, like see if there's yarn to be wound or yarn to be washed, because also I have to wash the red and the green before I can start it. So I can swatch with the white while the other stuff is washing. I don't need to wash white yarn. That's fine. So.
It will not bleed white on anything.
No, and I'm trying to be more, I'm trying not to order new things as well. I'm trying to work through my stash because one of the changes I'd like to make with the podcast moving forward is make it less commercial. I want it to be more about the joy of creating and less about that frenzied feeling. And I get this too. When I listen to a podcast, I think, oh, I want that yarn. I want that pattern. I want the things I already have. I want to be excited about the thing that I was excited about 6 months ago and then continue to be excited about it.
Yeah.
I want to encourage more thoughtful processes. This is kind of where I'm going. So I'm really delighted that stuff that I have bought in the last year is turning into things this year. I don't know that I will be able to have this much resolve because I haven't actually walked into a physical yarn shop in a very long time. So it's easier for me to kind of step back and not purchase. And my Etsy button I have not been Etsying as much either, because that's part of it, right? When it's immediate, it's easy to do those things. So
I'm looking at my Your Loco yarn,
mm-hmm.
and it is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking sweaters are a good thing to knit because I have so many socks.
Yeah. And you like knitting socks, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
I'm really getting a lot of satisfaction out of working on stuff, especially if it's out of my stash. When I knit the cowl, the Namu cowl, out of the squash blossom that I got years ago, and it was cashmere. I had cashmere yarn sitting in my stash waiting.
Yeah.
So that's one direction I'm thinking of going with things. And so yeah. That's kind of it.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I haven't been doing a whole lot of knitting, but I'm trying to do knitting to wind down,
mm-hmm.
and ramp up. So I try to sit in bed at night and maybe for 15 minutes or so listen to a podcast and do some knitting that is not mentally challenging. And in the morning, I like to sit up in bed and put my pillows in my back,
mm-hmm.
and knit a row or two or three while I'm upright.
Yeah.
And then get the day started.
That sounds marvelous. Okay.
So.
Excellent.
And the other part of the day, I'm usually running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing this back to being tired and winding yarn and all that stuff, I just need to find it in my routine to do that, because that's part of with the stash thing, is I'm finding all of these things that are almost done.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to finish my Barberry pullover before Genevieve outgrows hers. I've got a couple of years on that. It's still a little bit big on her.
Okay.
Phew.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting a lot of satisfaction, and it feels very virtuous. I'm patting myself on the back, up one side and down the other, in case you're wondering. Because I found two balls of stash yarn and I knitted them. It doesn't take a lot for me to be delighted about this, in case you're wondering. But anyway, so that's the direction I'm hoping. Maybe we'll take it. We still haven't workshopped any of these ideas, but we've been reading the thread. And we'll talk about that in the next segment. So let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. So you already know about the AcreWorks Yarn Caddy Kit. Now we are adding a little twist for you, introducing the AcreWorks Butterfly Kate, designed to fold into itself, making it incredibly easy to pack in a bag or take on any adventure. The Butterfly Kate has a wooden base, a carbon fiber shaft with two angle settings, a nifty pattern holder, and our patent-pending Tensi Tamer gizmo to keep everything in place and select your desired tension. It's designed either for use with our yarn caddy or as a single shaft lazy Kate for use with spinning bobbins. AcreWorks. We like making things. Mother dearest.
Love it.
What events are we participating and attending in the near future?
So, hashtag choose your own adventure Cal is ongoing. Hashtag my Rhine BIPOC sweater is ongoing.
Let me put an asterisk there. We are looking, I was chatting with Diane the other day about a hashtag. Diane from Lady Di. Sorry. Oh, thank you for reminding me. Diane from Lady Di, the brilliant mind behind Lady Di. We were talking about adapting the hashtag for Stitches West, because that's really the beginning of our season here,
mm-hmm.
if you think about it that way, because you have all of the winter to work on your stitches sweater. So we're working on a hashtag.
I like that.
Yeah. So if you didn't finish your My Rhine BIPOC sweater in time for Rhinebeck, stitches is a great next deadline. Not deadline. Benchmark?
Mm-hmm.
Goal? Goal.
Goalpost.
There we go. So stay tuned for the adapted hashtag and moving that forward. Though there is still the hashtag BIPOC Make Along 2019 that's running through, I believe, the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, we can stretch our goals and whatnot. What else do we have going?
We have another thing we have ongoing is Rhinebeck Bingo.
We had ongoing.
Yeah,
Rhinebeck's over.
Because Rhinebeck's over.
Yeah. I have to say, though, it did really make me feel much better about not being there. It's such a silly thing where you're like, you know what? I had a good time, too. All right. What else have we got going?
Also, PIQF, Pacific International Quilt Fest, was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there.
How was it? It's always big.
Big.
Yeah.
Crowded. And it's my yearly pilgrimage. And we looked at quilts from all around the world. We looked at the wearable art that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I can tell if there's a new trend that is going around, and I couldn't spot the trend.
What this year's thing was? Okay.
Yeah. And the market was really big, as it always is.
Mm-hmm.
We got in way after the buses let out, so we didn't get to opening.
Mm-hmm.
And we just waltzed in and got our ticket and went in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. And I was looking at stuff with an eye to embellishment, because I'm taking the couture embellishment class.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a few pictures and looked at a few technique, and I thought, ooh, oh. And each year they have an exhibit of small projects. I'm thinking 12 by 12.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's theme was prints.
Prints as in like Purple Rain?
Purple Rain, yes. Okay. And there were a lot of submissions and a lot of purple and some amazing portraits.
Okay.
And some portraits were okay, and some portraits were amazing. And there was one where you had just black and cream.
Okay.
And that was all the color they had. And of course, that was really impressive. So, and I was looking to buy some silk ribbon that had been, I guess, hand dyed. And every time I thought I had found a vendor that was displaying dyed silk ribbon, it was something else. Once they had a lot of zippers that I thought from a distance looked like ribbon. And then I found something else, and that was thread. And thread is too thin, and zippers obviously don't do what I want them to do. So, plan B.
Okay.
So
we'll look up to see if there's an embroidery store around here. Because I think it would be worth... You might end up having to
go to Britex. I don't think Britex would carry that.
You don't think they'd carry ribbons if they carry buttons and stuff?
Embroidery supplies?
Silk ribbon is... I don't know. We'll check their website.
Okay.
And I feel like Mood would have stuff like that.
I don't have time to...
To go up there.
To go there.
All right. Never mind then. Is that it for your recap of PIQF?
Good time was had. And we were there for the... They have, I think, 3 raffles of the sewing machines, one of the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually saw people walking out with boxes of...
tiny sewing machines?
Well, not tiny, but just... they seemed smaller. The ladies were perfectly comfortable carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last sewing machine I bought, I wouldn't have been comfortable carrying it.
Yeah.
So...
that's reasonable.
Yes.
All right. Is that it for PIQF?
That's it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lolo lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com. And now back to the show. So that leaves our last recap. And now we're going to give another event recap. We had the half marathon for the knitting group to work on baby layette sets and hats for Maine Access Immigrant Network. Yes. On Saturday at Mom's House. Would you like to do the recap on that, since you were the hostess and I was in and out quite a lot?
So we called it a half marathon because at our previous local yarn store, they had 24 hours
mm-hmm.
crafting events, and that seemed a bit too much for me, so I said 10 to 10, which is manageable. And
we ordered food in.
We ordered food in because cooking lunch and dinner for a crowd that big also was too much for me.
Well, also when you have people who have special dietary needs and or anything, it's a lot easier to just let people pick off of a menu.
Yes. And that worked really well. And we had a group that were knitting. And they came and got comfortable on the couch. And they dug out their knitting. And we had yarn that had been donated.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. And I was working on blankets, and then we had other people come in who worked on... I had somebody come in and offered to press.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because iron is a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had somebody else come and cut blankies.
Mm-hmm.
And how many do we have done?
I'm seeing 5 finished blankets. I'm now seeing a 6th one that you finished this morning, it looks like. And we have a bag of knitwear that's finished that we are... so we've got 2 different groups that we are sending things to. We've got Maine Access Immigrant Network, and we have True North First Aid. True North First Aid wants layettes. So I'm matching the finished knitted things to the blankets, so it's all cohesive and matching and beautiful. Because I think that when you get something, you should be able to... it should be beautiful. It should be as exciting as something you would pick for yourself.
It's disappointing when you get stuff for your baby and...
there are different schools of thought on how charity is done, and some people believe you get what you get and you don't get upset, and some people take a different approach and they... I am giving what I would like to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the philosophy that we are trying to do. So we're matching hats to baby blankets, and we're matching yarn so that if we don't have a garment ready to go yet, or we don't, because we have enough, we're going to talk about yarn for charity projects in Mother Knows Best. But we've got a lot of stuff that we can match to the baby blankets so that we can have an actual layette set.
So the blankets are the inspiration point is what I'm hearing?
Honestly, it was the easiest starting point for me. And when I say my brain is done making decisions by 2:00, this makes it so much easier. I just have to go, pretty color. This pretty color goes with this blanket. This pretty color goes with this blanket. So that said, you guys cranked out a lot of blankets, and I finished a hat. So the bigger hats are going, the child size hats are going to Maine Access Immigrant Network, and so are the adult sized hats. And all the baby stuff is going to the layettes, True North First Aid. And we are going to do drawstring bags, and it's going to be a whole thing. Rosemary Hill, we are re-upping the logo she did for the 25,000 Tukes project for Maine Access Immigrant Network. So we're going to pop those tags on those hats.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to challenge myself to, as soon as we have a priority mail-sized parcel ready to go. It's going to go to the post office. So I'm not going to hold it up until we get everything finished. As soon as we have something done and there's enough to stuff. I got a parcel in the mail the other day, and they'd taken a priority mail envelope, and it was stuffed within an inch of its life. You could not have fit a breath into this bag.
Okay.
So that is my goal, is to send a very stuffed priority mail parcel, because I have to figure out which one it will be, because they do it by weight. Or it's how much you can stuff, and there's a trade-off. We have a really good post office, and they always make sure we don't pay too much for our parcels. So anyway, that's our plan. And I got all the Grinch Along prizes shipped last week, along with a couple of other things we had to mail. So that's, they've all been received. And now we're ready for this year's Grinch Along, which is going to start on December 1st. So get all your holiday knitting done before December 1st, and you can do the Grinch Along this year. We even have the bags done already.
The bags are ready.
Yeah. So that was our... Oh, we watched Hobbs and Shaw, which is, I don't know, Fast and Furious number 26. There's a lot of Fast and Furious movies. And it was delightful, and I highly recommend it. Not for watching with your kids.
Where is that coming from?
We finished our day by putting in a movie after dinner so that we could just all sit and knit and enjoy a movie. It felt like the right thing to do at the end of the day. Like it made
winding
the rhythm
down.
Yeah, it made the rhythm of the day work.
I found it rather heavy on gunfire and explosions.
It was a lot of car chases and motorcycles and explosions and shooting. It's an action flick. It's not a high quality film if you're looking for artistic merit.
Yeah, your brother heckled me about that.
It was a good
movie.
He
said The Rock is in there. What do you expect?
Highbrow acting? He does good movies.
I liked his feminist comments.
Yeah, the writing is solid. Writing was solid. I did ruin one of the things that they're revealing later, because I have podcaster ears. I recognized someone's voice and said, "Is that such and such's voice?" And the entire room was like, it is. So that was exciting. I had a really good time. I hope we can do this again, maybe twice a year. That feels like the right pacing for this kind of event. There are always organizations that need stuff. And it really was a nice way of having people come in and out as they needed to, like as their day allowed.
Yeah.
Kind of filtering.
Some came earlier and left earlier. Mm-hmm. Some came, did their stuff, and then came later. That really works.
Yeah. And some people stayed for the whole thing, which was awesome.
Yes.
All right. So that's our half marathon. I want to point out that we're taking a podcasting break from January until March. Thank you for your comments in the podcast tune-up thread. Keep them coming. I really appreciate the respectful and kind tone that people are using when they're making requests. I particularly appreciate how someone said they'd love more of Genevieve, but since she's a kid, they know that podcasting is not her job. Someone else made a big wish. She said, "If I didn't have any regard for your time, here is my big ask. This is the thing I would wish for." And I'm totally mangling the way she said it, but it was just the nicest way of saying, in a dream world, this is what I would want, but I don't actually expect you to give up your whole lives to do it, you know?
Okay.
So keep the suggestions coming, and we will use it to help shape the next stage of the podcast. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we talk about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What has you in stitches this week?
Well, I've been wearing my nightshirts with a modesty panel.
Mm-hmm.
That are so old and so comfortable. And usually I wear my A-line skirt to class, mm-hmm. because I have class later today. And it is too cold to go out in a skirt, so I'm wearing jeans and not my A-line skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a problem. I'm supposed to be wearing a slip in class, mm-hmm. that I now have packed in my bag, mm. because I need to wear a slip for fitting.
Yeah.
And I wore a nightcap.
Cool. I wore my cotton grass pullover to the marathon. I wore my stripy Canon hand-dyes cowl and my Boston Jen Greyhaven hat. And this morning on my walk to school. I wore my sarcastic unicorn sock head cowl and my Hamel knit hat. And it is cold in the mornings.
Yeah.
Genevieve wore her Burberry cardigan. That was the thing we negotiated to when her favorite sweater had a hole and her usual hoodie was in the laundry. And Rex has been wearing his Oliver sweater very cheerfully. And he thought it was funny when I used the gleaner to shave the pills off of him. And I held his arm up and it was like shaving his underarms, but he thought, and it tickled because you go over ticklish yes. bits. So he thought that was very funny. So that is it for what's had us in stitches. Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. This week was a HelloFresh week, and what an excellent week for it. We had such a busy week between things with school and things at home and events for that you were doing and I was doing that it just made it so much easier to have the box show up on the stoop and pick what we were making the night that we were making it. I love that HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality, regardless of your comfort in the kitchen. I love that you can hand off one of the step-by-step recipes and all the ingredients are in one place, so you have everything in so that it's consistent and uniform, and it reduces conflict about artistic interpretation of recipes. And I will leave that where that is.
Okay.
It also helps you get out of your dinner rut with the 20 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. Every time there's a variation on something we've had before, the kids and I try something new, and Andrew, we try something new that's something we know we already like, but with a twist. So it's making us more adventurous eaters gradually. It's flexible and it fits your lifestyle. You can add extra meals to your weekly order, as well as yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough. And let me tell you, the smell of cookies baking in a house makes it so much more pleasant. This last night we had the spaghetti with sausage and it was so good. I don't like cooked bell peppers, asterisk, except when HelloFresh does them. I don't know how they've managed to make something that I have detested my entire life delicious and something I look forward to, but only in their recipes. I still can't do cooked bell peppers in anybody else's recipes, but if it's a HelloFresh, even if I'm hesitant and not sure, I always put them in and they're always delicious. I love them raw. Just so you know, it's just cooked bell peppers I'm weird about. I love having the kids help us make these. The kids are excited. As soon as the box shows up on the stoop, they know that we are going to have an experience cooking together. And somehow, the streamlined thing and the step-by-step recipes make it so that it is a successful, pleasant experience all around. So, if this sounds like something that would be a good fit for you or for your household, for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/KnitMore80 and enter KnitMore80. You can find links to HelloFresh along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
Today, for Mother Knows Best, we are going to talk about yarn for charity knitting.
How to get it, where to go about it, what to use. So, I noticed that when you ask for yarn for things, especially charity things, all of a sudden, people are happy to go through their stash and purge nicer acrylics, wools, all kinds of stuff. People are always looking for a good place to give their beloved yarn to that they just aren't using or that isn't a good fit for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When we started knitting hats for 25,000 toques, I posted that we were knitting hats for 25,000 toques, and I talked to our yarn shop because I noticed that they had some yarn on clearance at their Black Friday sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I was planning on purchasing it for hats. And I said, hey, do you have any of this yarn left from the sale? Because I was going to, if you do, and I can, if I can buy it for these charity hats, that would be great. And they said, we'll do you one better. And they wrote it off as a donation, a charitable donation. And we didn't have to cover the cost. And the peoples, the refugees who got hats that were made with good wool that was soft and nice and high quality.
And warm.
It also gave me a different perspective on digging through my own stash and pulling together ends and bits of things that was too much to it was too much to toss or use as waste yarn, but not enough for a big project. A ball and a half of leftover yarn from a sweater won't make another sweater, but it will make a hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or two hats, maybe.
Or two hats, depending on the size. Mm-hmm. So it also gave me a different perspective. I had a dyer friend who had red yarn that did not work out the way she had intended at all.
So the yarn didn't match her vision?
It didn't match her vision, and the more she worked on it, the worse it got for her. It got further from where she wanted it to be, and she posted on Facebook that she was so frustrated with this one particular batch, and it was silk and merino. It was nice yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent her a private message and said, what are you planning to do with this yarn? And she said something to the effect of, never look at it again.
Okay.
I'm interpreting because this was texted and she's a very nice person. And I said, well, would you be willing to send it for refugee hats? And she said, I'm putting it in a priority mail envelope and it's coming to you tomorrow. But again, this made beautiful hats for kids. There was a red, we made red baby hats for something.
The yarn and the color were
lovely.
It was
beautiful.
It was just wasn't what she had wanted to make.
So again, these things happen. We've got leftover stuff that we got for swag that we had 150 bags and someone gave us 180 skeins of yarn. And so some of them have been going in prize packages, but most of them have been tossed into a big bag for charity knitting. And so there's different ways of getting good quality stuff. And you can ask your knitting group, if there's anything you want to get rid of, please bring it. And you will be surprised. Now, this is if you have a social knitting group. Way back in the before times when I was the intern over at XRX, they were collecting yarn for a prison knitting program. And people would send boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of yarn so that this program could continue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use some of my journalism background and say, ask. That is a good start. Ask for people's spare yarn. Ask for leftovers. Ask for end bits. And say, I am knitting. I am organizing. For me specifically, I said, I'm organizing charity knitting. And that's the thing. So it's not just coming to sit in my house to turn into more stash. Right? And right now we have two comforter bags, two 15-liter plastic tubs, and a Cal King comforter-sized bag of yarn that has materialized from various places. And I recognize what's come from my house and what's come from other people's stashes and what people are getting rid of. And so we're able to, like we talked about earlier, pair what we've got with the blankets so that the layettes are cohesive and matched.
Also, having a yarn swap.
Oh, yeah, with your knitting
always
group.
A good thing.
I don't know what you would do if you're not a social knitter or if you live in a place where you are isolated and don't really get out to a group, or if you do virtual knit nights or things like that. I don't really have a solution for that other than asking for people to ship stuff. There are discount yarn sites. eBay used to be a place where you could get a lot of yarn for very inexpensive, but I don't know if that's still a thing. It's been a long time since I've bought yarn on eBay. I'm just going to be honest about that. Can you think of anything else?
The college, West Valley College, they have something where it's not charity knitting. They have a coral reef crochet thing.
So the thing that's donated is the time and the materials. But
yes,
they're not providing the materials.
No, but you, no.
Okay. So those are just some suggestions. I would love to hear what other people have for ideas on how to get good yarn for charity knitting. Because the other thing is, for example, for the hats in Maine, they need to be made of, they don't need to, they aren't required to be made in wool or wool and silk. And one of the things I read on Instagram is wool and silk blends are kinder to natural black hair.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got silk blends in your stash, and like I mentioned, that red yarn, we still have at least 8 skeins of the dozen skeins she sent to us, because the baby hats don't take very much and kid hats don't take very much.
Mm-hmm.
We still have at least 8 of those skeins to work through. So we're going to be starting with the stuff that has silk content and then working our way through the rest of it, because we want it to be appropriate for the person it's going to. Right?
Excellent plan, yes.
All right. So I'd love to hear your suggestions on collecting yarn for charity knitting or your approach to yarn and charity knitting in the episode thread. Is that it for this segment?
That's it for this segment.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. We all have it. We all snicker about it. Fun fur. Whether it's eyelash boucle or just generally furry, it's hard to find projects for novelty yarn. With a sweet face, spiraling horns, and delightfully rotund body, Friendcheap by Kate Carter Evans lets you transform your novelty and textured yarns into sweet, fleecy little friends. Pattern available on Ravelry. More info at infinitetwist.com.
It's when knitting attacks.
Mom, why don't you start?
So, it's a little one.
Okay.
So I was working on Heel and Creases for Vanilla is the New Black on my Croy yarn, and I did one increase correctly and put the second one in a random place on the other side.
Sure, this seems like a good place. Why not?
I don't know what I was doing.
And you get an increase, and you get an increase.
Yeah. I think I was listening to a podcast, and Napoleon was fighting and running around, and I guess I got distracted.
You got caught up in the action.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Napoleon.
How about you?
So we watched Hobbs and Shaw on Saturday with the knitting group. And I came home and told Andrew, that was actually a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. And I said, I actually think you would enjoy it too. So we put it in last night, and it was, the kids had gone to bed and it was late and my eyes were tired. And so I pulled out Genevieve's sweater because I told her I would try mending it. And that was when I had a few minutes of quiet to mend it amongst the explosions and car chases and whatnot.
What went wrong with it?
One of the dogs. And I hesitate to lay specific blame, even though I have my suspicions about which dog it was. Stole her sweater off of a chair or off of the table and made a hole in the front, like around the belly button area. And it's maybe 3 stitches wide and like 8 rows long where the damage has been done. And I looked at it, and in my brain, I can visualize how to do the mending. Because mm-hmm. I asked if she wanted it, I'm going to say pretty mending, but I'm totally...
Decorative.
Thank you. The decorative mending thing. Or if she just wants it to be invisible. And she said, I would prefer invisible. And for the life of me, I was so exhausted that it started really well. I had a really strong start, and then it just turned into a mess.
I would like to have a look at it.
Well, you can have a look at it after. She asked me to take a picture of the mess. So I took a picture of the before,
mm-hmm.
and we were walking to school, and I said, you know, I meant to get your sweater mended last night, but it just turned into a disaster. And she was delighted to hear that I had a terrible time fixing her sweater. And I said, you know, I had this idea, but I was really tired, so I'm going to undo it, and I'm going to try it again when I have some light and I'm not really tired. I'm gonna try again. And she said, take a picture of the mess. And I said, okay, sure, you're right. I should take a picture. Yeah. It is really bad. I don't even know. I can't even tell you what I did. But it's going to make for a good story.
It sounds like the mending is worse than the original damage.
It is.
Okay.
It is. I have done a really good job of making. I'm doing a really good job learning. There we go.
Okay.
That's the, what is that? Hashtag growth mindset. So that will hopefully be a success story next week, or it'll be part two of this knitting attack.
Do you have more yarn for that sweater?
Oh, I have like a skein and a half
okay,
more.
Good.
So again, I have extra yarn. It's not enough to do another sweater. I'm gonna keep a little bit of the stuff I finish
yes.
so that I can mend it if it needs to, but I don't need a skein and a half for mending. And she already has a hat to go with it.
Okay, then.
So
yes.
She's ready to go. All right, so that's it for me. Are you good?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog back because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all of your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest,
lovey,
how is your sewing treating you this week?
So my sewing class at Kanyada College, I got fitted last week, and what I had to do is make a fitted waistband.
Just the waistband?
Yes, the rest seems to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got my bodice fitted, and I needed to move the shoulder seams down half an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to move the side seam in toward center front half an inch. So I added a strip of muslin to both the shoulder and the side.
Okay.
And what I haven't done, I haven't done the same alterations I did on my muslin. I needed to do that to my paper pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to happen today in class, I think. And then for the couture embellishment class at West Valley, I turned in the beading and sequin technique homework. And we're working on beading and sequining on lace and printed fabric. So following the designs of the printed fabric. And I have a PowerPoint project coming up that I'm stressing about.
Not worth stressing. I'll walk you through the PowerPoint.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That'll work. When?
Find a time.
Okay. Thank you.
So during homework time at the table.
Your children aren't supposed to do homework.
Genevieve does homework.
Okay. Then homework time it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank AcreWorks, The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, HelloFresh, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. And you can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can follow us on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Spotify podcasts, Pandora podcasts, pretty much everywhere as Knit More Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of fantastic people and amazing conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.